Presidente.
Chair, my name is Reza. I'm speaking on behalf of the Association of Brazil, Friends of the Earth International, and CETIM, etc., members of the global campaign. Article 1 of the definitions is key for the effectiveness of the document. It talks about the scope and the tone of the future treaty. The first definition which we would suggest concerning victims in the first article proposes that we use the term affected communities and individuals together with victim, as was proposed by Cameroon. These terms better underscore the proactive nature of the people affected and is a long-standing request by the civil society organizations. And we also strongly reject the Brazilian proposal to take out groups of persons as victims. The collective nature of human rights has been recognized in international law from 1966. We believe that in the domestic legislation of Brazil, this is recognized. This proposal leaves the affected communities even more vulnerable. It also seems vital to keep in the reference to indirect victims who are recognized subjects of human rights. This is essential to ensure access to reparation on the part of the people affected. The term abuse, although it is used in many reference documents concerning entrepreneurial activities, does not correspond to the full range of human rights. Moreover, the deletion of the term violation in this document could be understood as an underestimation or detracting from the importance of these violations. Therefore, abuses should be replaced by violations or accompanied by it in the entire text, as was proposed by Palestine and Cameroon, particularly the definition of 1.2. We do not recognize, at one point it was decided that the terms abuse or abusive were consensual because there was always opposition from states and civil society. The proposal by Brazil to add serious and substantive damages is also worrying because it leaves leeway for some harm and undermining of human rights to be tolerable, which is unnegotiable and unacceptable. It's important to underscore that companies have international obligations in the area of human rights, and they are capable of violating these rights because of their ergo omnes activities as recognized in international law. Particularly the Inter-American Court has recognized this, of which Mexico, Chile, and Brazil are members. So we do not understand why they're proposing such a distinction. Lastly, it's necessary to point out that international financial institutions have an undeniable impact on the enjoyment of human rights. Therefore, the global campaign reaffirms the need in the future treaty to include this aspect of the international financial institutions in the definitions as was